I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Lots of movement in Congress with the $1.5 trillion tax overhaul. House Republicans thought they had passed it, but because of a procedural snafu, they have to vote one last time today. Senate Republicans are already celebrating after their vote. Going forward on this program, we're going to probe the biggest tax change in 30 years from every angle we can. Today, what America's new tax system does for the big banks, which generally have not been able to avail themselves of the same tax avoidance maneuvers that were open to other companies that are more multinational in scope. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gornstein.
For every dollar of profit, most of the nation's banks pay 35 cents to the federal government. That's about to drop to 21 cents.
Less for the government, more for the bank. That's a first order good thing for banks.
John Graham is a finance professor at Duke.
They'll have more cash flow to invest, to pay their employees.
Under the tax plan, some banks, like Citigroup, won't be able to deduct as much in losses it sustained during the financial crisis. But analysts say it's a small price to pay for the expected windfall. RBC's Gerard Casty forecasts banks, particularly medium-sized ones, will use this money to start buying each other up.
After tax reform is put to bed, we expect big bank M&A to come.
Casty says the need to serve clients online is behind the anticipated mergers. He says giants, J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, are spending $10 billion a year on technology. The only way competitors can keep up is by joining forces. I'm Dan Gornstein for Marketplace.